From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Kevin Foley reading Keohok Reborn, Book 2, In the Days of Winter Wolf. Now let's begin with In the Days of Winter Wolf. Chapter 1, Nevada Territory, 1875. Chief Winter Wolf lay on his stomach against the rocky ridge of Four Feathers Hill. He remained motionless, allowing his brown, dust-covered skin and dark hair to blend in with the desert terrain. Mad Fox, a warrior of 24 summers, two less than Winter Wolf, lay beside him. Both had assumed this post many times in the past, as had generations of Keohok warriors before them. They watched intently as a platoon of bluecoats made their way across the desert between the hill and Red Rock Mountain, toward Big Water to the south. Winter Wolf counted 250 mounted warriors, and perhaps another 30 or so seated on the buckboards of a dozen supply wagons. There were several covered wagons, too. Mad Fox prided himself in his knowledge of the animal life that flourished in the desert and in the forest of Red Rock Mountain. He recognized the footprint and the call of every beast that crawled across the ground and flew in the air. But he'd never seen white men before. The wagons creaked and groaned under the weight of the supplies that had been piled into them. The men obviously didn't know or care that they were passing through Keohok territory, and combined with the amount of cargo they were bringing with them, it appeared to Mad Fox that they intended